Chapter 8, Summary.
So let's try and summarize and add just sort of a few extra things. So for pediatric seizures, it's basically like adult seizures. IV O2 monitor, advanced airway equipment at the bedside, check that glucose. Even more important, if that's possible and it's not, but more important to check glucose in kids because they can become hypoglycemic because of the seizure, because of any meds that they may have taken, because of inborn errors of metabolism. It's so important. And remember the rule of 50, which we didn't really talk about. So in an adult, you give 1 cc per kilo of D50. In a smaller kid, you can give 2 cc's per kilo of D25. And in a little tiny kid, you can give 5 cc's of D10. And remember that 10 times 5 is 50, and 25 times 2 is 50, and 50 times 1 is 50.
Wait a minute, slow down.
So that's the rule of 10. The primacy of glucose, it's really hard to overstate. So remember that rule of 50. And then with kids, there's sort of some special situations. There's febrile seizures. And with febrile seizures, they get a fever, they seize. In and of themselves, they really don't mean much of anything as long as they're short duration and they're not focal and the kid wakes up and looks completely fine. You just treat the underlying cause. What caused the fever? You just treat that. Remember also that kids are a bit more likely to have sort of that impact seizure. So they get whacked on the head and they can have a seizure, usually very short. And it too doesn't really portend a bad prognosis if the kid is awake now and looks completely fine. And as in the rest of pediatrics, what you do and how you work the kid up and where you dispose them to really depends on what they look like. Sick kids are going to get a workup. They're going to stay. They're going to get imaging. They're going to get LPs. We're going to try and work out what the heck is going on. Really well-looking kids with uncomplicated seizures, well, they can probably go home. And as in adults, you're allowed to have one seizure and not go on medicines. You just need follow-up. And the parents are always going to want to know, is my child going to have epilepsy? And for a simple febrile seizure, the answer is really not much more chance than a kid who didn't have a febrile seizure. The kid got whacked on the head and had a small brief seizure and now is waking up and looks great. Are they going to go on and have more seizures? Probably not. Can't say with certainty, but probably not. But also remember that we need to counsel patients about what to do when a seizure occurs, when to come back, and particularly in the early days, particularly if this is an ongoing seizure disorder, then, you know, driving is out, swimming by themselves is out, being even in the bathtub by themselves is out. But this is for the recurrent seizures. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pediatric seizures are very similar to adult seizures. We tend to freak out whenever we see kids, but mostly following the same kind of thing we did last month for adult seizures, it works. But remember, the primacy of glucose. And you'll be okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks to Jess Mason and Stuart Squadron. I thought it was a really great review. It will result in lots of great discussion. And now here's some great funny bits.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Well, what was the last thing that was said, actually?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, all right, my turn.
You are so beautiful clinically to me. Grand rond.
That's stupid. That's funny.
Grand rond.
It's French for grand rond.
Okay. Have I loosened you up enough?
Oh, I think we can move along from Emmanuel. Macron.
Macron.
Macaron. All right. Febrile seizures.